Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
Hey, I'm Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And today we're talking about sales. Yesterday we talked about some five myths about selling. And today I want to answer some frequently asked questions that I get about my own selling process, right? So if you have any additional questions, drop them in the comments and I will gladly answer them as well. Right, so I'm not going to keep you here really long. So four frequently asked questions, because I know a lot of times when entrepreneurs approach me, they are either struggling with their marketing, and in a broader sense, they are struggling with getting consistent sales, right? So they may be getting sales, but they're not getting it consistently. So they'll get some sales this week, and then next week it's all dry crickets. Or 1 month they do like a really great $30,000 month, and then next month they do like $5,000 and that kind of thing. And what most people want who have businesses is to have consistent income and really get yourself off of that hamster wheel of, you know, having to oversell, right? So you want to make sure that when you're thinking about how you're going to sell in your business and the strategies that you are going to use in your business to sell, that you set up a system, or you choose strategies that are sustainable for you, right? Based on your goals, based on your ideal clients, and obviously based on the tools and resources that you currently have, right? So it's not just about, as I said yesterday, it's not just about going on Canva and creating a pretty image, or taking a pretty image of your product or your clients or whatever and posting it up on social media. Selling is so much more than that. As I said, selling is tied into your marketing, and it really works well if you are taking the time to build a relationship with your audience, right? Build that know, like, and trust. Really spend some time getting to know your audience and engaging with your audience so that they get to know you, trust you, and you also get to know them, so that you can make sure that you're putting out the very best offerings for them and you're speaking directly for them, right? As opposed to trying to speak to everybody and operating your business on the hope that one of the people who heard you, or one of the people who see you or jump on your social media page, buys from you. Because guys, we all know that is not a sustainable way for you to grow your business, right? So let's jump into these four frequently asked questions that I get about selling, right? And these are the top four. I get a lot of questions, but these are the top four. I got this question just last week when I was doing a training, and somebody asked me, you know, how often do I sell? The truth is that I sell every day. Every day is a sales day, and the reason I sell every day is because I want to make money every day. So I sell every day, and I know that may seem like to many people, but it's because of how I view selling. Selling is not something that is hard. Selling is not something that is daunting, and it shouldn't feel sleazy. And when I say I sell every day, I don't just say, come and buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. I think about, what are my sales activities, right? And my sales activities are tied into my marketing. Sales activities are tied into whatever content I've chosen to share with my audience, right? So when I say I sell every day, I mean that I connect with my audience every day. I engage with my audience every day. I provide value to them every single day. And I offer them something, right? I do that every day. It doesn't mean that every single time that I post, I'm selling something. It doesn't mean that every single email that I send out, I sell something, as in buy, buy, buy. But the point is, I do sales activities. I have daily sales activities, and my daily sales activities may be like this: doing a video, sharing value, sending an email, sharing value, putting out a blog, sharing value, putting out a podcast, sharing value, doing a carousel on Instagram, sharing value, doing a 2-minute tip, sharing value, right? The sharing of value is how you sell. Does that make sense? The sharing of value is how you sell, right? Because the more that your audience can see you, connect with you, know you, like you, and trust you, it's easier for them to buy from you when you are continuously providing them with value, when you are continuously educating them and inspiring them and motivating them, so that you do that every day and you offer them something. You have to be able to give them something, because what's the point of having these people following you on social media if you don't want them to buy something? You have to give them something to buy, right? What's the point of coming on and doing all these beautiful Pinterest motivational posts? So you do that, and then what? Then they move on to somebody else, right? Or you educate them, and then you don't offer them a way for them to buy the thing from you. You don't actually offer the solution, right? Where they can pay you in exchange for you to show them how to solve whatever challenge that they have. So my answer to that question is that I sell every single day because I have daily sales activities, and my daily sales activities are tied into the value that I've chosen to share with my audience through different mediums and through different platforms. That's just one of the daily sales activities, right? There are a few other things that I do. So one of the other daily sales activities that I do is I follow up with people, right? I always say when somebody buys from me, it's not the end of the relationship, but the beginning of the relationship, because most people who buy from you once will become repeat clients once they have gotten really, really good value from the thing they bought, right? And they're the ones who are going to tell other people about you and that kind of thing. They are like your walking billboards. So part of your daily sales activity is also following up with those people, right? People who have bought from you in the past. And I do that a lot every week. I follow up with my old clients, you know, just to check in, see how things are going. I follow up with anyone who has literally just completed a program to see what additional support they need. So that is part of my daily sales activities. And that's why I can say, yeah, I sell every day. Because I like to make money every day, right? So I sell every day. If I wanted to make money just on a Monday, I would only sell on a Monday, but I want to make money every single day, so I am going to sell every single day. Yeah, that's the first frequently asked question. The second one is, how do I choose what to sell? And I think I got this one 2 weeks ago. How do I choose what to sell? I choose what to sell by asking my audience. I know most of us who are entrepreneurs may have very creative spirits, and we roll up our beds with these great ideas in our head, or we might read these things on social media or read what other people in our niche are doing and get really excited and try to create it for ourselves. But I am a true believer in validating my offers. I usually would ask my audience, and I usually do it in DBS, my Facebook group of 4,000 entrepreneurs. I usually will go into DBS and ask a question first. And based on the response that I get, then I will decide, okay, if this is something I need to pursue, or if this is something that my audience is not there, not ready for at this particular time. Right. So I ask my audience questions first, and I ask them, I ask different questions, right? And it may be on the same topic, but I ask it in different ways, because the first time I ask it, they may not have seen it, depending on the time that I posted it, or maybe the question wasn't clear to them. So I ask questions to get them to start to talk about what their challenges are. And based on their responses, then I would know, okay, yeah, well, I've done this before. I have this program already. Let me relaunch this program, or let me add this extra piece to a program that I already have. And that is how I choose how to sell. The other thing that I do is a lot of social listening. And what I mean by that is, you know, we like to macro. I do a lot of macroing. I look at the industry leaders. I look at the people in my niche who have the same or similar clients. And not necessarily what they're doing, but I look at what their audience is talking about. So I look at the comments underneath the things that they post, and get a sense, because if we have more or less the same ideal clients, get a sense of where people may be struggling. And also figure out, okay, is there a gap in the particular, in this particular market that people need support in? And then is that a gap that I can fill based on my skill set and my knowledge? And when I do that social listening, then I start to ask questions from my audience to really validate if what I'm thinking is true or not. And then when I validate it, that is how I choose what I sell. And even from sharing your valuable posts that you're putting out, you know, just the comments that your audience would leave under those posts are a good indicator of whatever challenges that they may be experiencing and what support they may need. So you have to really become a great listener, right? And be able to read between the lines as an entrepreneur, right? Get out of your head, right? Because you don't have all the answers. None of us have all the answers, and none of us have all the ideas, right? But really pay attention to what your audience is saying, how they're responding to certain things, and ask them questions. I ask questions on my social media, I ask questions in email and stuff. I ask questions when I'm following up with my past clients as well, to really get a sense of what type of support they need and what I should be selling. Ways that I sell. That's another question that I get, the ways that I sell. So I do a mix of things. I do either an upsell, which is, and this is where I sell a higher product to people who already bought from me. So if they bought something for like $150, I can now upsell the next program up, and I can sell that for $400-$500 kind of thing, and then I can sell something for like $1,000 something, and then something else for $3,000. So you can either upsell. And guys, this means you really, really have to be very clear about what you're selling. Huh? It's not just about, well, I sell this carte blanche thing. You need to be very clear about when somebody's in your sales funnel, which part of the sales funnel they are at, right? Because somebody who's now coming into your funnel and now getting to know you, more than likely, they may not necessarily jump on your high-end program one time. They want to get a taste of what it's like working with you, or a taste of your product, right? You know what I mean? They want a sample of it. And yes, they will be willing to pay, but they may not be willing to pay the high-end prices yet. So, you know, that's why you have to have different tiers of opportunities, right, for your audience to buy from you, or different tiers of offerings for your audience to buy from you. So I do upselling, and I do bundles as well. So, you know, buy one, get this, or I put two different trainings together. So I may do like marketing and sales together, or I may do digital products and sales together, or I may do content creation and marketing together, because they all kind of support each other, right? So I also do bundles based again on what my audience is saying that they want. So I upsell, I cross-sell, I bundle. And the thing is, right, especially for these service-based companies, if you have like 10 different programs, right, what I would tell you to do, and you're not getting the type of sales, you're not getting the type of feedback that you want, what I would tell you to do right now is to bundle those things together. Bundle it down till you come down to maybe like 2 or 3 programs max. Right, bundle it down to like 2 or 3 programs max. Look at the different programs that you have, or the different offerings that you have, and see which ones complement each other, which one would make sense for your audience to, you know, to buy together. Bundle it together and sell those things instead of trying to sell 10 different things, right? Because the truth is that you have to get really good at selling one thing first before you will be successful selling two things and three things and four things and five things. I know that's what we want because that's how we kind of reach the $1 million mark. But the point is you have to get really good at selling that one thing first, right? Really good at selling that one thing first before you get comfortable selling that second thing and third thing and fourth thing, yeah? So cross-sell, upsell, bundle your stuff together. Even if you have products, bundle stuff together so that, you know, people get more and you also get more at the end of it as well, right? You also get more at the end of it as well. So cross-sell, upsell, bundle. The next thing, where do I sell? That's the fourth question. Where do I sell? I sell on my social media. That's one of the main areas that I sell. I sell on my social media through videos, through stories, like long form content, through using polls. If it's on Instagram, stories, reels, that kind of thing. I sell on social media. I sell using videos, my YouTube channel. I sell through my blog because when I write a blog, if you go on my blog page, you would see that I'm always offering something at the end of my blog, whether it's a consultation, whether it's one of my ebooks, whether it's a sign up for one of my programs. Throughout the blog, I also give you opportunities to buy something. The sidebar of my blog has things for you to buy as well. So I'm always selling, right? Through emails. When I send out my emails, I would share some tip or some tool, and then I would tell you what is the next step after you have consumed that information. So I sell everywhere that I show up, right? On my social medias, in my emails, in my blogs, in my videos. If I'm getting interviewed for a podcast, I'm selling. If I'm getting interviewed for an article, I'm selling. Even if I'm selling myself or not a specific program, but I am consistently always selling, right? Because it's a business, right? And as I said at the beginning, right, we sell by giving value. That is how you sell consistently. You sell by giving value and by positioning yourself and your business as the go-to business or the go-to person for this particular solution, right? You can't do that if you're silent. Closed mouths don't get fed. You can't do that if you're silent. You can't do that if you're not showing up. You can't do that if you or yourself are not actively engaging with your audience and answering questions and engaging with others in your industry. You can't do that if you're not looking at collaborative opportunities. You can't do that if you're not networking with others as well, right? Because all of those are opportunities for you to sell. And that's why there's so many different ways for you to sell. And it's not a one size fits all, right? You have to figure out what would make sense for you. But you have to make the decision to be consistent in your selling, right? And be intentional in your selling as well, right? So guys, those are my four frequently asked questions. How often do you sell? Every day. How do I choose to sell? By asking my audience and validating their challenges. Ways that I sell, like upsell, cross sell, and I bundle sell. And where do I sell? Everywhere that I show up. My social media, my emails, my blog, my podcast. I'm in a constant state of providing value and serving my audience because that is how I will get the sale. So it's not just about, well, let me post every single day, or let me send an email every single week, or let me write a blog every single week, right? Yes, those things are important, but they have to be intentional. That's the key. It has to be intentional because you could do all of those things and get no sales, eh? But it has to be intentional. You have to ask yourself, how am I making my audience feel when they have consumed this information? What exactly am I teaching them when I send this email, when I send this blog, when I do this video, right? When I write this story, what exactly am I teaching them? And then what do I want them to do after they have consumed this information? Do I want them to reply to me, click on a link, jump into my DMs, respond with an emoji, or because all of that is part of the sales process, right? All of that is part of the sales process, right? And from there, you know, as I said, if you're following up with your people, you can upsell and give them something else, right? And the upsell, guys, is really an art. You have to understand what they're going through, the specific challenges that they're having, and figure out, okay, what exactly do they need? And do I have the things that they need? And how can I offer it to them, right? So I know my audience needs to go through their goal setting first. Then they need to find out their ideal clients. And then we can go in and talk about strategy. So that's how I really kind of upsell my audience, right? And part of that is, you know, they need content creation. Then they may need training on sales. And then they may need training on digital products and that kind of thing, right? So guys, it's really a process. You remember, building your business is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So take your time, but be intentional and be consistent with what you are doing so that you can get the results that you ultimately want for your business.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.